Do you think I was always a feminist? I wasn't always a feminist. I was a very sexist, homophobic person, just like that, you know, if you want to know, like, a background.
Zina Amro runs a social media campaign promoting Lebanese feminism.
It began in 2012. I just got introduced to women's rights. I did not know what feminism is, but I was so interested and curious about why people hated this label so bad. But at first, when I googled feminism, it says you believe in equal rights, and I believe in equal rights, I'm a feminist, just like that. But I read articles that were against feminism, and I realized, okay, most of these articles are based on misconceptions and stereotypes, and maybe I should raise awareness, because in my generation, social media is very, very powerful and really impacts and influences people's minds and start growing more, and then supporters were everywhere. They inspire me as well.
How do feminist issues manifest themselves in Lebanon?
Definitely when it comes to divorce issues, if the husband says no, no, then there's no divorce. You're stuck with me forever until I kill you. And she's always blamed, like, you got him to that. You rebelled. She should be silenced and stay in her place.
What kind of things do you post on the page to get people debating?
Religion is always works. Always works. It's unbelievable. Religion and the veil. Like, is the veil demeaning woman? Is it oppressing woman? And then all the Muslims come and it's like, no, there's Islamic feminism. And they come and they rebel with, no, I'm not oppressed. I want my veil. And then, of course, the Western come and the liberals come. I will save you. I will save you from your faith. It happens over and over. I swear, if I post one right now, the same debate will happen. It never changes.
Is that debate happening offline here too?
Of course it's happening here. I see that there are women who are wearing the veil and there are women who are taking it off. But I think more women are taking it off. It depends. Like, some of them send me messages like, we want to, but we don't know how to tell our parents. How do we do it? And I'm like, just take it step by step. Tell them, like, you don't feel like this is you. You need your space. You need to discover yourself. Maybe you will get back at it. Give them a bit of hope. But I don't try to make them, because I don't want them to be abused at the same time. Because I know that there are families who do abuse their children, especially if they don't follow the specific religious principles. But at the same time, I want them to have their own minds.
Why do you think feminism needs promoting in Lebanon?
Because of the laws, the domestic violence, because of religion as well, because after all, we cannot deny that religion is influencing so much of Lebanon's culture. They think they can take control over women, that religion takes control over women. And what women do is haram, what men do is acceptable, but it's like double standards. Religion promotes it in an unconscious way. I hope in an unconscious. But I'm talking about religion, not just Islam. Like, there's Christianity, there's also sexism. And
so do you think a separation between religion and state would help the feminist cause?
This would be, like, the best solution that could happen everywhere, yeah. But just, it's hard.
And do you think that's likely to happen?
Honestly, being such a cynical, no, we have a long shot to go. Even though we're open-minded, or we assume, or we pretend to be open-minded, deep down, no, no, no.
What do you think can make an impact?
Well, if the economics is better, women can be financially independent, and they don't need their husbands to take care of them, and then they can just let go of the abuse. They don't have to deal with it. They don't have to suffer. And I know so many women who want to become feminists and they want to escape the terrorism of their husbands and their fathers and the religious people that have control over them, but they can't do it simply because of financial issues.